when we got to that part of the draft, he was the best available player, and you know, we liked him and just wanted to make sure we got him at the right time.
I know you worked him out a lot. You worked him out, obviously, at the combine. What came across? What impressed you about him?
Well, you know, I've seen Noah really since he was at Ohio State when I was at Cincinnati, and really first time I got exposure to him, I was coaching at the Bengals, and I watched a spring game at Ohio State. They played in Paul Brown Stadium, and Noah had like 4 sacks in the spring game. So that was my first exposure to him. But, you know, he is a guy that can put pressure on the passer. He's, you know, basically a guy that is a specialist, you know, and that's kind of where we saw him.
Mike Smith was saying that his smarts kind of jumped out at you as well once you got to sit down with him. Do you agree with that? What about that facet of his game?
Well, no, he's smart enough to play defensive end. I mean, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to play defensive end. I mean, I say go,
when
you go,
about
you say get him, okay?
He was talking about football.
Yeah, I mean, he can do what a defensive end needs to do, like rush the passer. He's good at that.
Coach, you were, you know, obviously an excellent organization with Cincinnati, playoffs every year. Bucks have been struggling for some time. What drew you down here?
You know, a lot of different things. I mean, I'd been at Cincinnati for 13 seasons. You know, sometimes, you know, you just get ready and need to clean your garage out, you know. I don't know. It was just one of those things where I had known some of the guys down here. I knew Dirk and knew Mike and looked at it as new and challenge and things like that.
Coach, Gerald McCoy, after watching his film and working with him in practice, how can he improve? How can he take his game to another level?
Well, you know, Gerald's working very hard and we're pleased with what he's doing, but, you know, he's going to start using his hands a little more on some things and playing just our style of defense, what we see defensive tackles need to do. And he's a very talented player, and he's going to fit well into this game.
Jay, Mike was talking about the multiple looks and the flexibility you guys have, that your ends, some of your guys that are outside, can be effective inside. How much can you be creative with the talent you have, especially in the front four?
Well, you know, right now, until we start getting some pads on and things like that, that's kind of hard to tell. But we're going to have to just mix and match the guys that we have. As we, you know, my history has been we're going to roll guys through, keep people fresh, and just keep coming after people in waves. And, you know, that's kind of what I've always done, and that's what we'll continue to do here.
I know Noah Spence had said that during the pre-draft process, when he met with you, he said he almost felt like you were like a dad to him. Did you kind of feel that connection too?
You know, Noah and my son, Jesse, are friends, and they worked out together with another guy that I know, Chuck Smith. Getting ready for the combine and things like that. So that may have been kind of where Noah got that from. And then I did meet his parents when I went to Eastern Kentucky and worked them out. So, you know, maybe that's where he got that from. But I'm a little older than his dad, so I don't know what to tell you.
And with a guy like him that's had those types of off-the-field issues, you know, obviously he's going to need someone that can hold him accountable if necessary, you know. And, I mean, do you feel like you guys are going to be able to have that type of relationship where you can't have those, you know, frank discussions with him?
Sure. I mean, any of my guys, if they're having an issue, I'm going to be able to tell them, hey, look, this is what we have to do. You know, you're a professional athlete. You have to carry yourself in a certain way, and you know, it's time to just start acting like an adult. And what I tell them, you know, you got to act like a grown ass man, and there's a lot to that, and it's not just, you know, being a tough guy or anything like that. It's making good decisions on and off the field, and that's what I constantly pour into my my guys. I don't care if you're a rookie. I don't care if you're a 10-year vet. I don't care if you're a 12-year vet. I mean, I drafted Clint McDonald and raised him. And Clinton will tell you, you know, I've pretty much been the same way, you know, and he knows, Clinton knows what I'm all about. And I think the guys are starting to understand that. And I think, you know, when Noah has said the things he said, he kind of knows that I'm going to be a person that he can go to and talk to when he needs to. But also, I'm going to be hard on him when I need to, and I'm going to put my arm around him when I need to. It's just part of being a coach, you know, and it's something I've done for a long, long time. And, you know, you got to encourage loudly and criticize softly and just go about your business.
Clinton McDonald was kind of a late bloomer in the NFL. What have you seen from him as far as his growth and where he's come from when he was a rookie who didn't know the team?
Well, he was on practice squad for us his first year. And then next year he played. And then the next year we just had so many guys in our room. We end up trading him to Seattle, and was a great thing for him. He ends up going to the Super Bowl and winning a Super Bowl. He's always been a very mature player, a guy that is serious about his craft, wants to get better. I'll tell you guys a quick story about Clinton. When he was a rookie and he was on practice squad, we would go for our games and have an away game. He would show up at the stadium when we would get off the bus from the airport. He would be there every game. No one told him to do it. You know, that's just the kind of guy he is. And that's why he's had the success that he's had throughout the league in Seattle and at Cincinnati and here. He's just, you know, he is a grown man. And he's carried himself that way since I've known him.
So he paid his way because the team wasn't bringing him along?
He didn't pay his way. He would show up at the stadium when we would get off the buses to get into our cars. It'd be 3 o'clock in the morning. Clinton would be standing there.
Oh, when you came back, he'd be there.
Right. Yeah.